I believe I acted properly and within the law at all times with regard to my affiliation with Innate.
Innate Immunotherapeutics is the Australian biotech company that Collins sat on the board of when he illegally dumped stock in 2017. This after learning about a failed clinical trial before it became public knowledge.
Throughout my tenure in Congress, I have followed all rules and all ethical guidelines when it comes to my personal investments, including those with Innate.
A year and a half ago, Chris Collins was proclaiming his innocence. Friday afternoon, months after Collins pleaded guilty and resigned his congressional seat, the Manhattan judge handed down Collins' sentence, which also includes a $200,000 fine and 1 year of probation. Former Assistant U.S. Attorney Anthony Bruce says Collins cannot appeal.
This is the sentence. It can't be appealed, and he will go away in 2 to 3 weeks, and that'll be the end of it.
Bruce says he thinks the judge ruled fairly.
This isn't the type of case where a guy should spend 5 or 6 years in jail. He's had a lot of punishment as it is. This is a deterrent case.
Candidates who are running for Collins' vacant seat in the 27th Congressional District say now that Collins has been sentenced, it's time to move forward as they prepare for a special election that is likely to be held April 28th. That's the same day as New York's Democratic primary. Likely Democratic candidate Nate McMurray, who lost narrowly to Collins in 2018, says he does not take joy in seeing Collins sentenced to 26 months.
But at the same time, justice must be served. And you can't ignore what happened. This region was lied to. We lost representation. We were told over and over again that he would be vindicated. And he laughed at one point about the challenges and about the allegations. But now we see a very different version of Mr. Collins, and it is a sad moment.
State Senator Chris Jacobs is one of the candidates looking to represent the GOP in the upcoming election. He says it's a sad day for both Collins' family and his former constituents.
I guess the only good that I hope is it's finally over, and we can all move on as the Collins family can from this chapter, and hopefully the Collins family can start rebuilding their lives.
Erie County Democratic Committee Chairman Jeremy Zellner criticized Collins for running for re-election in 2018 despite the charges and now leaving the 27th Congressional District unrepresented.
You know, he ran for re-election knowing full well what he did, and that's a shame. And it's brought more bad press to our community, and it's brought more distrust in government, and that's a shame.
Judge Vernon Broderick seemed to take issue with the fact Collins continued to run for re-election in 2018 after being indicted. Erie County GOP Chairman Carl Simmeth says the party wanted to replace Collins, but he refused.
Embarrassed at all. He wanted to be on that ballot. You know, he made that choice. We had a path to get him off that ballot, and he chose not to. He chose to run. And you know, that was his prerogative. You know, he was making that choice. And that's when he let everybody in New York 27 down.
Toward the end of a lengthy court proceeding Friday, Collins broke into tears when asked by the judge whether he had anything to say. The Clarence Republican apologized to his constituents, his former colleagues, and his family, saying he tarnished the family's reputation and violated his core values. He said the ordeal left him in a dark place and asked the court for mercy for him and his son. Broderick told Collins he considered his time in public service and the many letters written on his behalf in deciding the sentence. But he also said Collins' crime goes to the heart of our financial system and makes people believe the market is rigged. Collins' son Cameron and Cameron's future father-in-law Stephen Zarsky, who was also an Innate investor, will be sentenced for insider trading January 23rd. In Buffalo, I'm Nick Lippa for WXXI News.